Aloha, and welcome to the Aloha Retreat Center.
That's a lot of aloha for this New Yorker.
Oh, New York, wow. Welcome. Checking in?
Yes, Charlie Matthews for the Mindfulness Excursion 5-Day Torture Retreat.
Torture?
I'm not really big into meditation.
Well, you will be soon. I'm Journey. I'll be your meditation guide this week. You'll be in Room Melikai. Looks like you're all paid up. If you could just sign the waiver and read through our retreat center rules and sign here at the bottom.
Okay. Where's the bar?
The kombucha tap room is open until 3 p.m.
No, the regular bar, the gin and tonic kind of bar.
Sir, there's no alcohol or recreational drugs allowed on site. You're here to check in, not check out. No animal products allowed either. It's right here in the retreat center rules. We are an all-vegan facility.
Holy cow, no steak and eggs for breakfast?
You know, it's not so bad.
You are?
Rodney, McKellen. Here for the same torture retreat. You sound like a New Yorker.
Brooklyn Heights. Hi, Charlie Matthews.
Rodney's one of our regulars.
A New Yorker myself. Greenwich Village. Professor at NYU.
Real estate developer.
Check me in, Journey. I'll walk Charlie over. Am I in Kailani?
Your favorite.
Right this way. Hawaii. Smells like the inside of a mango. Isn't it intoxicating?
I miss the car exhaust and sewage smell rising up from the gutters of New York.
Charming. So you don't like Maui?
All this peace and serenity makes me anxious.
Charlie, what brings you here? I mean, besides your anxiety and drinking habit and otherwise generally pleasant disposition.
My girlfriend, or I guess she's my ex. It's complicated. She bought me a gift card to this place last Christmas. Had to use it before it expired. She says I need to find myself, that my priorities are all wrong.
Ah, is that right?
Maybe, yet to be determined. Hoping for some insight, or at the very least, I want to see sea turtles mating.
Let's hope you get the insight. Your room is just round that palm tree and round on your right. The bathroom is down the hallway. You can't miss it. Here's where we part ways. Nice to meet you.
You know what? I'm glad to have a buddy here. And a fellow New Yorker, no less. I didn't ask, but what brings you here?
Ah, my husband died last Christmas. Christmas Day, to be exact. Came here every year. My first time coming without him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You don't have to say anything. See you tomorrow. Sleep tight.
Open your eyes and orient yourself to your surroundings. Now, are there any comments or questions after our first session? Yes, Charlie.
Sorry, so the whole point is to sit there?
It's sitting, yes. You are alert and present, just watching your thoughts.
Why do I need to be aware of my thoughts? I know what my thoughts are. Like right now I'm thinking about brunch at the Bowery and the chili spice bacon they put in their Bloody Marys. Ugh.
Well, being aware of our thoughts help us to change the way that we are thinking. Any further questions? Wonderful. Let's eat mindfully. Please leave your personal items next to your zafus.
Hey, walk with me to breakfast. I need someone to catch me in case I faint from bacon withdrawal.
Sure. You know, it gets easier, the meditation. Or rather, I shouldn't say easier. You'll always have neurotic thoughts running through like a race car, but you'll feel less attached to them.
I'm very attached to my neuroses. They're like my cute but dysfunctional children that I love unconditionally because I made them.
Yeah, trust you slept well then.
Truthfully, I miss the sound of my neighborhood screamer yelling his ABCs outside my brownstone. You sleep well?
Like a rock.
A bragger. So, what's for breakfast?
Porridge, my boy. First time doing a personal retreat?
My company did a one-day retreat in Montauk 3 years ago. Pulled my groin in the mandatory yoga class doing a split, which is insane because I've never done a split in my life. Then they made us sit for 2 hours in a hellish Zen meditation. I still have sciatica in my right butt cheek.
Oh, one could say that meditation is a real pain in your arse.
Very punny.
You know, there was a study done of renunciate Buddhist monks. The researchers asked the monks if they were free of thoughts. Basically, were they enlightened beings? The answer was no. They had the same mundane and obsessive thoughts we do. but they were quicker at noticing when their minds were running rampant and brought them back.
Notice when my mind is running and bring it back to what?
Maui, on this Thursday, November 12th, 8:30 a.m. to this crotchety British 58-year-old widower sitting directly in front of you. Only thing we've got. Oh. Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Wait, what is it?
It's the gong. It's all coming back. Bill across the breakfast table the last time we were here. And the gong ringing. He said, can't wait to go home. I'm sorry. I've made you...
No, don't.
Terribly uncomfortable.
Would you like some fresh air?
I'd love that.
Hey, how about a walk to the water?
You don't have to, really. I'm awfully embarrassed.
Don't be. Your honesty was refreshing.
Thank you, then. Yes, let's walk. Oh, I haven't cried since Bill died. Took me by surprise, really.
Hey, don't think anything of it. I'm envious of that kind of devotion, actually.
Charlie, what happened with your girlfriend or ex-girlfriend?
Angela? Broke up 3 weeks ago. 6 feet tall, with auburn hair, legs for days. She's an assistant at Vogue. Makes me laugh harder than anyone I know.
She sounds like a dream. Why'd you break up?
Said I couldn't give her what she needed. A ring, a wedding, children.
Don't want those things?
I do want those things, in theory.
Ah. So you want a marriage, but not with her?
I don't know if I want to be married to a woman.
Ah, now you're making sense.
Were you always with men?
Oh, heavens no. Married 20 years to Nancy. I wanted kids, and back then you couldn't have that with a man. We have one boy, Aiden. He's just out of college and about to get engaged to his girlfriend. Nancy and I are friends now, but it took quite a long time to get here.
That could have easily been me.
That's why I'm telling you this. I regret not having spent more time with Bill.
I've only ever been with one man. Gosh. High school. Wow, it's all coming back to me. Patrick. Second string quarterback. Our relationship existed in cars and driving to abandoned fields and parking lots in the middle of the night. He married someone named Sandy. And they now have 4 kids and a ranch in Carvale, Texas.
And not the only one?
One and only. Well... You know, a few late-night hookups through the years, but none that lasted.
Keep an eye on the time, yes? Or we'll miss the puppy therapy.
Wait, puppy therapy?
Oh, yes. They bring out puppies and we cuddle them. It's therapy.
I paid $3,000 for this?
Apparently it's very good for the blood pressure.
Well, you know, before we go, because I know you're desperate to get to those puppies.
And rightfully so.
The perfect thing for this moment?
What's that?
Gin.
That's against retreat policy.
Yeah. We're here to check in, not check out. But, in honor of the women who put up with us, thought it'd be right to toast to them.
As long as it's not Tanqueray.
It's Gordon's.
Oh, Hemingway's favorite.
To Angela.
And to Nancy.
Now, it feels like a vacation.
Gentlemen, you're late.
Our apologies.
Please remove your shoes. We are in silence. Have a seat. Okay, everyone, welcome to puppy therapy. Before we cuddle these enlightened beings, please take in the fullness of the puppies. The details, the texture of their fur. Whoops. Can we get a paper towel? Thanks, Greg. Oh, oops, another one over there. Okay, back to it. Take in the smells of puppies.
Ah, yes. Take in the delicate smell of canine urine.
Gentlemen, reminder, this exercise is in silence. Thank you. Silence. Thank you. Now, make eye contact with one puppy.
My puppy's already snuggling me. This puppy's not following orders. Arrest him!
Charlie, please.
At least give him community service. He could do some roofing.
Now, crawl slowly towards your puppy with your palms open. Observe and feel of the puppy's nose. Now, crawl slowly towards your puppy with palms open. Observe the feel of the puppy's nose.
Oh.
Remember to keep quiet.
Puppy dictator.
Slowly bring the puppy into your arms. Yep, just like that. Like a cradle. Now touch noses with your puppy.
Oh, hello, old fella. You're sweet.
That puppy's coming on to you, Rod. He's trying to slide a tongue in. Hey, you two, get a room.
May I see you gentlemen outside?
Uh-oh. We're in trouble. Probably have a police dog waiting.
I understand that this is fun and the puppies are cute, but please respect the request for silence.
The puppies weren't obeying the silent rule. Why should we?
What's that? That smell?
Puppy piss?
Liquor. Please empty your pockets.
Nothing in mine.
Charlie, a flask? What's in it?
Only the finest gin money can buy.
Almost.
Really? You don't like Gordon's?
Not funny. This is strictly against retreat policies. I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
But he's the one with the flask.
Hey, you drank it too.
Hardly. It was your idea.
You both signed our retreat policies. You knew the rules. Please, pack your bags and leave. If you don't, I'll call security.
Can we take a puppy with us?
Journey, please. I've been coming here for 11 years.
Sorry, it's policy. We're sorry about Bill, desperately sorry, but I have to ask you to leave. Integrity of the program.
But thanks a lot.
Ah, come on. Let's go have a proper drink at the Hyatt down the road. This place is bananas.
You threw me under the bus.
Puppy cuddling, in silence, this place is robbing us blind.
Good luck to you, Charlie. I can't say I regret meeting you, but I do regret this recent turn of events.
Where to?
My therapist's office.
Huh?
The airport.
Sir.
Hey, can I share?
There's no room, sorry.
Plenty of room?
Oh, hush up, you fool.
You going to the airport too?
Nah, Hyatt down the street.
The Hyatt, huh?
I built the Hyatt in Herald Square back home. Gives me a pass to stay at any of them for free. Perks of the business.
Lucky you.
Rodney, I'm sorry I gave you the gin.
You didn't twist my arm.
I'm a bad influence.
Yes, you were. But that... I mean, you were right. That place is full of it. I never noticed it before because I was there for Bill.
I was an absolute ass.
Well, sure, but silent puppy therapy? What a crock. And porridge? It's called oatmeal, people.
I should have left you alone.
Truth be told, it was fun.
I want to make it up to you. Will you let me make it up to you?
It's fine. I've already got a flight out. And I can make it to my book club on Monday and Pilates on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, that sounds thrilling and all, and I can see you really want to rush back to that. I took a chance and I booked you your own suite at the Hyatt free of charge.
You did what?
I'm a member with like 1,000,000 points, so it's no loss to me. It's the least I can do.
No. I can't accept that. It's too much.
Well, it's not... completely without obligation. There is one condition.
What is your condition?
Have dinner with me tonight.
Dinner?
I promise it will be full of good conversation, lots of animal protein, and only as much gin as you want to drink. It's just dinner. And maybe more if you want it to be.
By more, do you mean...
Yes.
I'm 16 years older than you. You can't possibly want me.
This is gonna sound crazy, but you're the sexiest man I've ever met. But most of all, I actually enjoy carrying on a conversation with you.
I mean, thank you, but... Look, I don't know if I'm ready.
I learned from someone much wiser than me to not waste time when you see something you want.
Oh, I see what you did there. Look, I don't know.
It's not a marriage proposal. It's dinner. And if you realize at dinner that I'm a total prat, which, let's be honest, may very well happen, then enjoy the 5-star suite for the remainder of your trip and forget about it. It's the least I can do.
Here we are. Hi.
What do you say?
Just dinner?
Yep.
I'll get out here too. Thank you.
Aloha and welcome to the Hyatt.